In Musaf, we said, as we will throughout the remainder of the year and through Rosh Chodesh Adar, we included in the Musaf Ulechaparas Pasha. This comes from the Prima Godim. Prima Godim in Simit Tov Chav Gimel says as follows: Bishnas Ha'ibur Oimrim Lechaparas Pasha. On an Ibur Yar, a leap year, we say Lechaparas Pasha. Hainu Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. We say until Rosh Chodesh Adar Ad Vaad Bechal. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan Ein Omrim. Oh, we don't say it anymore. Uve El Yeraba Ozvav Kosav Bishnasa Iber Mashma Bichol Hashana Yeshlomu Lechaparas Pasha. Umi Komakam Reisi Haminog Rad Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Prima Godim says that the minog is to say Lechaparas Pasha through Rosh Chodesh Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He said from the source, the El Yerabah would seem to indicate that a person should continue saying it for the remainder of the year, but the minog is not like that. Mishabru sums up the different minhagim. Mishru says there are those that say the Chaparas Pasha always, not only during a leap year, they always say it. And then there are those V'chein Yesh Omrim U'Chaparas Pasha V'Yesh She'enam Omrim Rak B'Shnasa Iber. And there are those that only say it during the leap year. V'alafilu B'Shnasa Iber Yesh She'enam Omrim Oiso Ela Ad Klos Chodesh Iber Dehainu Ad Acher Chodesh Adar. There are those that say it every year. There are those that only say it during the leap year. And even within the leap year, there are those that only say it until through Rosh Chodesh Adar. It says in Mishabura, V'chol Eila Nara Nara Upashti. Whatever you want, everyone has their own mehalach. Each of these mehalachim is valid, and you can do whatever you want. What is the reason for these different mehalachim? What is the reason for saying L'chaparas Pasha to begin with? So you take a look, start with the Tamei HaMinhagim. Tamei HaMinhagim says, why do we say... Why do we say Luchaparas Pasha? Says the Tamei Minhagim, Tamsha on Mishnasa Iber, Iber Ulechaparas Pasha. Why do we say Luchaparas Pasha? Mishum Diyesh Yudbez Lishonos Litova Lavracha. You count up all the adjectives that we use in the Tefillah of Musaf. So there's 12 of them. Neged Yudbez Chodesh. Keneged the 12 months of the year. Lechach Omrim Od Ulechaparas Pasha Neged Iber. Therefore, we added another one on when there's going to be 13 months. So we add on Ulechaparas Pasha for the 13th month. Could be that there's those that suggest that's why there's those that say Ulechaparas Pasha all the time. Because if you learn that the months are connected to Shvatim, really we're saying it connected to Shvatim. So how do you count the Shvatim? You could count the Shvatim, there are 12 Shvatim, but if you split Yosef up, there are 13. So the Chaparas Pasha is for Ephraim and Manasseh. But we do only do it on the Iber Yar. We do it in the Iber Yar because of 13 months, so we need 13 adjectives connected each of the month. And why is it Chaparas? Yeah, why is the only, we'll see the different minhagim, why the only Luchaparas, why do we say Luchaparas Pasha? So he brings on the bottom, the Kuntras Achen, Masha Omrim HaNusach Luchaparas Pasha. There are many different things one could say. Okay, we have to add in a 13th thing. So why Luchaparas Pasha? Why are we asking Chapara on a Pesha? So he says, a fantastic chidus. He says, Kishema Hashana Eina Mu'uberes. Perhaps it shouldn't have been Hashana Mu'uberes. V'nimsa She'ochlim Chametz B'Pesach. Really, Adar should really be Nisan, then you're going to end up eating Chametz on Pesach. It could be they made a mistake. So therefore, to forgive us, we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom to be mechaperas on this chait of eating chametz and pesach. A tremendous chiddush, because we know the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei tells us that we could be mekadesh, we could be me'aber Rosh Hashanah, afilu shogim, afilu mezidim. Even if Bezin theoretically did it be mezid in the wrong way, it still works. So what does it mean? We're eating chametz and pesach. So the truth is, he's not. Yeah, exactly. So the truth is that it's not. He's not the first one to say the Baruch She'amar, the Tartmi Masan, the Baruch Epstein has a very similar thought. He says as follows. He says, Yadua ki b'chasimas tefilas musaf Rosh Chodesh mechashm shneimasar prati bakashas. We add 12 bakashas. Keneged shneimasar chodesh yashana. Like we saw in Tamei HaMinhagim. V'hu mat shechoshin l'tovu l'vracha. L'sasin l'simcha. V'shul anecham v'chein l'halu. V'shnas iber mosifin od bakasha. And an iber yar, we add anu l'chaparas pasha. V'tzorach b'yir yachas bakasha zu l'chodesh ha'iber. What's the connection between this to the added month? V'ef she levara al pi ha'gemara b'Rosh Hashanah. He says it could be based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that it could be it was a mistake. Afal pi kein hu me'ober. But it still works. V'sam chuzeh ha'loshon ha'torah. And the Gemara over there brings psukim for this. So he says, V'yan ki al yidei te'usam. It could be that we'll come out to different mistakes because they messed up the calendar. Says the Baruch She'amar. Everything's going to be off a month now. We're going to end up celebrating everything on the wrong time. And the ramifications are tremendous. therefore, chaparas pasha, we answer Rabbanu Shalom, if this is a mistake, so please be mechaparas. But again, as we mentioned, this is very hard to understand. L'chora, whatever Beis Din did, even if it was incorrect, it works, and we're not over any chata'im. So the Margolius Ayam, Rav Zalman Margolius, in his parish on Sanhedrin, has a similar thought, but he doesn't say that we would end up eating chametz on Pesach, but it's based on how he understands the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin tells us as follows. It says, Ein me'abrim... If you're afraid that there's going to be too many people that are going to be Tameh, come Pesach. We already see Adar's winding down, and we see that Pesach is going to be, everyone's going to be Tameh for whatever reason or another. All of Klal Yisrael is going to be Tameh. We're not going to be able to bring, even though Tumba Hutcher B'tzibur, that's a different sugya, but everyone's going to be Tameh on Pesach. We don't want people to be Tameh on Pesach, so what do? We're going to be Ma'abra, the Shana, we'll add a leap year on, and therefore we have an extra Adar, and this time, before Pesach, people will be Tahar again. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good enough reason to be me'abra the shana. In me'abra as a shana mipnei hatumah. We're not me'abra the shana because of the tumah. Then the Gemara brings a story. Ma'isa b'chizkiya melech Yehuda. There's a story with Chizkiya melech Yehuda. She'iber es hashana mipnei hatumah. Where he did this. He was me'abra the shana mipnei hatumah. U'bikesh rachamim al atzma. And he asked for mercy on himself. He asked the Rabbanu Shalom, as the Pasuk says, he asked, ki yispalu Chizkiya aleihem, Leimor Hashem Hatov Yechaper Ba'ad. Please forgive us. So what was Chizkiyahu asking for forgiveness for? So the Tzlach asks, why did Chizkiyahu need forgiveness? At the end of the day, he shouldn't have done it because of the Tumah. It wasn't a good reason to do it. But at the end of the day, it works. There's nothing wrong with it. At the end of the Bidiyevit, we say, even Shoygigim, Afilu Mezidim, it works. It's an Ibrishana. So why is he asking for forgiveness? So the Tzlach says something tremendous. He says, what do we mean where Bezin's allowed to be Me'aber, Ifilu Mezidim, Afilu Shoygigim, no matter what, it works, Bidiyevit. That's only when they're being Me'aber a Chodesh. They're adding on another day to a month. But to be Me'aber a Shana, if they make a mistake, they're wrong. You can't be Me'aber Mishana. If it's Bita'os, it's wrong and it doesn't work. But the Bachroinim comes Minchas Chinuch, and all the Bachroinim say it's against Mefurish and Teres Kainim. The Chazal say explicitly that no, it's true for a Chodesh, and it's true even for a Shana. So explains Rav the Margolius Hayam in his parish on Sanhedrin. He says, no, what was Chizkiyahu asking for forgiveness on? Yeah, you're right, that the Iber Shana worked. It was a mistake. He shouldn't have done it, but once he did it, it works. It's an Iber Yard. It's a Shana Mu'uberes, and there's no problem with anything. But he said, still, at the end of the day, he messed up with the calendar of Klal Yisrael. The calendar of Klal Yisrael is set up in a specific way that certain things, certain Yom Tovim, are supposed to happen on certain days. So, it's in the hands of Beis Din. When L'maisa it happens, it's in the hands of Beis Din. But it's supposed to be in a certain way. It's supposed to be, Beis Din's supposed to follow the rules. So Chizkiyahu was asking for forgiveness for doing it, even though it worked with the Eved. Still, he was asking for forgiveness for doing it at the wrong times. He says as follows: "Bakoshes rachamim sheyichaper." He quotes the Gemara: "Zehu makor lemin hagenu lonmar b'shanim uberes b'tfilas musaf shalrosh chodesh ulechaparas pasha." He says this Gemara of Chizkiyahu, where Chizkiyahu was asking for forgiveness for doing it for the wrong reason, being ma'abra the shana for the wrong reason. He did it mipnei hatumah, and he shouldn't have done it mipnei hatumah. So why do we add in ulechaparas pasha? We add in ulechaparas pasha because in case we're going to be ma'abra, we're being ma'abra the shana this year. In case we do it for the wrong reasons, or it was a mistake in our calculation, it will work. But still, we're messing around with the time, the calendar of Klal Yisrael. That's not a small thing. We messed up the time, the regular time system. We messed up the calendar, and that itself is something worthy of asking for forgiveness for. I saw an interesting pshat in Ulchaparas Pasha, and from a sefer, I never saw in the sefer before, a sefer at Teres Yeshua Alamodim. And I saw it in the tshuvas from the Maram Shik. He says something similar, a little bit more cryptic, so I'll bring it to you from here, but it's a fascinating insight. He says as follows: Hinei masha anu omrim u'masifim b'shnasa iber b'tfilas musaf d'rosh chodesh l'chaparas pasha. Why are we adding l'chaparas pasha in tfilas musaf? Ki kol inyan iber hachodesh nistaveg machmas mir hareach. Why do we need to be ma'abed the chodesh? We need to be ma'abed the chodesh because the lunar calendar is not the same, not meshed up with the solar calendar. And we don't want chodesh av to fall in the wrong time of the year. So we need to match the lunar calendar together with the solar calendar to make sure that Pesach is always, the chodesh aviv is always in the springtime. That's why we need to make an iber chodesh. He says, why do we have to do that? We only have to do that because the moon is on a different system than the sun. When did the moon go to a different system than the sun? When the moon became smaller. When there was Mia Levana. What is Rosh Chodesh for? The Rabbanu Shalom says, why do we bring Why do we bring the Oilas HaChodesh? V'ine Iker Oilas HaChodesh who k'dei lechapir al miyut haryerach ha-yareach she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu heviu alai kapora al shemiyati es hareach. The reason why we bring a carbon on, the reason why Rosh Chodesh is considered a kapora is because the Baruch Shem Kaviyachl is saying, bring a kapora that I made the moon smaller. And when is it accentuated that we made the moon smaller? When we realize, oh, there's a different system between the lunar system and the solar system, we have to be ma'abir the shaman. So specifically when we're ma'abir the shaman, we say,
during the Iber year,
when we realize how different the solar system is than the lunar system, and we have to make up for it, we have to add an extra month. For being mamayat the moon. So the Baruch Hu says, Kiviyachol, bring kapara for me. That's a medrash, it's a hard thing to understand, but yeah. Maybe tomorrow night we'll see.
No
one wants to die in Marib?
No, they want to learn, they want to learn. Right.
Why do you stop by after Adar?
That's a good question. So they say it must be, if we're stopping before Adar, it must be only Kneged be the other reason. They say that's the nafka mina between exactly. If it's Kneged Shvatim, so that's the mina to say the way through. If it's Kneged being Mechap at the wrong time, so then we
only. No, he's not talking about Adar Beis.